I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the
Midnight Paco.
Yeah. Podcast.
Yeah, baby. We in the house.
Yeah. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, baby.
And I am the underscore great underscore
C-R-E-E.
On Instagram, you can follow us both at the
Midnight Paco
Podcast, baby. That's on right. Instagram, that's where you can find us both. Yo, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you as always. Don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe
button.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that does that.
Please hit the like and subscribe button.
Yeah.
That's what counts, people.
That's what counts.
That's
comments.
What we're trying
we
to
love
do.
The comments.
Love the comments.
Emails.
Yes, we do.
DMs.
Yes, all the stuff.
Christmas is coming up. We love the gifts.
The gifts.
We love the gifts.
They're so good.
We love the gifts.
I enjoy them so much.
Yes, thank you for everyone that sends the gifts.
Yes, appreciate you. Oh.
Thanks for everybody that bought the merch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you buy the merch, go ahead and, send us a picture of you with any of our shirts on.
Yeah, that's all we ask.
We appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Because we appreciate that, knowing that somebody's out there supporting, and we'll shoot it out there.
And we want to see who you are.
Yes. All day. We want to know our fans.
We want to know who you is.
Yes.
Who you is.
Who is
that?
You?
Who there with that Midnight Paco shirt on?
Who that?
Who?
Just chilling over there.
Who that? Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me tell you. Nothing.
Lots of stuff.
Nothing.
Lots of stuff. Man, we was just bit, dude. Trying to catch my breath. You know what I'm saying?
This is from running the mother effing light. No, I'm just kidding.
When?
I know. I'm joking. I made it up.
Say, yeah, you made that shit up.
I did.
Yes, you did. But
we are the pros.
We were talking last week, and I was saying I have a busy week ahead of me, and you were like, "Oh, that means I have a busy week ahead of me."
I mean, we did. We had a busy week.
Yep,
We went to shout out to Blake Griffin. Who is Blake Griffin? The basketball player. You know, he plays for the NBA. He's Dave Kim Carter. No, it was a joke. Shout out to Blake Townsend, y'all. Hey, man, we got your back. You know, we rolling with you. I want you to hurry up and get well, Blake. Get well, Blake Townsend.
Mm, Yeah, man, it was good to see everybody there.
It was good to see everybody. You know, it was good to see Blake. It was good. You know. Shout out to John Brown. Shout out to Bill Stone.
Bill Stone, yeah, they put it together.
Yeah,
right?
Bill Stone and John Brown. And shout out to Zach.
Oh, Thomas, yeah, yeah, man. He hosted the event.
He hosted the event. It was a great event.
Yeah, it was.
Blake got a lot of love.
A lot of love.
We wish you a speedy recovery.
Yeah, man.
That's my personal Jack Black.
Yeah, man. It's like, man.
For those that don't know, Blake is, he needs a liver.
Yeah. And he needs, just get healthy and stay healthy.
Get healthy and stay healthy. Health is wealth, everyone. I try to tell my children and all the younger people, and they probably hear it and they don't. You know, people spend half of their life getting sick and the other half trying to get better. So if you can get ahead of that curve, unfortunately, we all have an expiration date, but we don't know when it is.
Dude, yeah, you know what? It's weird you even brought that up like that, like in that sense, because the other day I was just sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm 45, things can happen, obviously, and I'm glad I made it this far, but I'm like, I'm hoping for 35 more years. That's 80. And that's doable, but,
it's doable, but, you know, some of our habits and some of the things we know that we do that's unhealthy for us, we continue to do.
Yeah.
And some people have the attitude, well, you got to die of something. Well, go ahead and walk across the street without looking.
Right.
Don't speed up the process. We have an expiration date. We don't know when it is.
Right.
What's the point of speeding up the process? Right. Health is wealth. Things that you need to do in your life that you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Candy and sugar is good, but it's also bad for you.
Very bad.
Alcohol is fun to drink, and you like the way you feel, but it can do damage to your lungs, your throat. It can your liver, your kidney,
your bank account.
Definitely your bank account, your relationships.
Yeah,
it also affects
shit.
Your moral compass. It affects everything.
So. Yeah, man. All vices do, in a sense, if you overdo them. You know what I mean? That's anything. Because
yeah,
food, if you indulge in a lot of food, food ain't cheap.
Dr. Now said you're going to die. Dr. Now from My 600-Pound Life.
What's he saying? What does he say?
You're going to die. If you keep eating that cat the way you're eating, you're going to die. You cannot eat that stuff.
And that's everything we eat.
I mean, you know what? To be honest with you.
For the most part.
To be honest with you. Here's the. Well, we can get off into that. We can get off into that. But, since I often say, I'm a nerd. I just happen to look cool. But I'm really a nerd.
Right.
And I did I watch documentaries on food.
All the time. I don't watch them on food.
I watch them on food, like how they were modified, genetically modified. Everything that we thought was real, a lot of things have been genetically modified,
such as
corn, such as strawberries.
Right.
Such as apples, such as watermelons. Mm-hmm. Watermelons have been modified so much. A lot of fruit, put it like this. If you don't believe me, a lot of fruit that we buy from the store with no seeds, guess what? It's been modified.
Right.
It's been modified. It's not natural. Fruit has seeds in it.
Right.
That's
nature's. I never knew it was explained that way, but that's why they have seeds in the middle, so you can eat it, you know what I mean? And once you get to the, that means you ate all the fruit, you eat the seeds, and then you poop them out, and then they grow more trees.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I didn't know that's, in the process of how evolution, nature's just crazy that.
Well, you know what? Nature...
And certain things have to, pollinate other things in order to...
Absolutely.
...keep things going, you know what I mean?
No. Check this out. If you look at it as everything, with everything, anything you can think of, all it ever wants to do is return to the earth. Everything.
I mean, I don't want to return to the earth.
But what happens is you eventually return to the earth.
I mean, in eventually, some form or fashion, some people burn up and they fall to ash, I guess.
And then it's returning to the earth.
I mean, everything is
everything consumed. Returns to the earth. Everything wants to just break down and deteriorate and return to the earth. Think about a car.
A car,
over time, a car rusts, it breaks down, and guess what it does? Things fall off and eventually returns to the earth.
Yeah.
When people say things falling down, like gravity pulls on body parts, guess where it's going?
To the earth.
That's right. Everything just pretty much wants to return to the earth, you know, except for black people's hair. It grows opposite. It defies gravity and it grows up.
It's stupid.
It's the truth. Except for my hair. But
yeah, right.
Some black people's hair just naturally grows. It defies gravity and it grows.
What was it?
It grows up.
House party. Raise the head.
Hey, afros, they're defying gravity.
Yeah. They coming back?
Unfortunately, my hair is not coming back.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Is it coming back?
What, that style?
Yeah.
I'm sure everything comes back.
Yeah.
It all comes back.
I ain't seen nobody rocking an afro.
What? You didn't see Miko at the movie premiere?
Well, Miko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has an afro.
I know, but.
Oh, okay. A lot of people have afros.
Well, one.
A lot of people have afros.
I know.
Yeah. If I can grow afro, guess what?
Would you pick it out?
I would pick it out. I would have a mohawk one day. I have an afro the other day. I have my hair like Justin Bieber when he first came out.
I don't know.
It was like Nicholas from Eight Is Enough. It was all down and then his head.
Oh, okay, yeah. I had the swoosh. Yeah,
I'll do that too. I'll do it all if I had hair. I have a high top fade like Kid and Play.
Yep. I my hair had no style, none whatsoever. It was just blah.
Yeah, people that know me when I was coming up, they seen the different cuts I had. I had all types of hairstyles.
Yeah, shit, man. I had one thing. It was terrible.
You know what's funny?
I couldn't wait to go to the barber.
I got this notice on my phone. It's a Kwame. He was a big influence in the 90s. I don't know if you guys can see that, but. Yeah, it just came through when we were talking about hair. How coincidental is that?
Right.
Yeah, when Kwame came out, everybody wanted to have their hair with the high top fade with the dye in the front. So what I did, because I wasn't allowed to have dye in my hair.
Why not?
My dad wasn't having that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, my dad wasn't about to have no man with no dye in his hair. You know, I used powder. So I had a white streak in my hair. I thought I was fly with my powder in my hair.
Oh my God, I wish I would have seen that shit, boy.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have dye, so I had powder.
Man, nobody was blowing on you at school trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, you got some powder in your hair.
My powder was fly. It was like it looked like Kwame's blonde streak.
I don't think it did.
It probably didn't.
Oh, hey, that's all good.
Yeah, Kwame.
Oh shit! Look at him.
He's
going on TikTok right now.
No, this is Instagram.
We do not own the rights to this.
Something different.
We do not.
Yo, shout out to my man Kwame,
oh,
man.
The rights. Look, his OCD just had to bring it up.
No, okay.
Notification, he was going live.
No, he,
said what's up.
Something like that. Yeah, he responded to something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Kwame.
See, I couldn't see you on their phones. I'm blind as shit.
It's okay.
That was all for, you know, illusion. I was just like, oh, I see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I just seen like a white spot.
It was his trademark was a silhouette of his haircut, and he had a white streak in his hair.
Okay, yeah.
Notice the white streak in his hair.
It was like an ink block.
It was like how my hair was.
Nope.
Back in the day, I had the high top fade with the.
I couldn't tell nothing. I seen ink blot. Like when you go to the psychiatrist or some shit. What do you see?
You said when you go to what happened? What did you see?
I need to go to the psychiatrist.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Probably.
I think I made the ink blots.
Is that what you did? Yeah. You made the ink blots? Yeah,
I think I did. I probably did. It's like, this is odd. I was like, I was showing people, like, what do you see?
What do you see here?
Nonsense.
Look at you. See,
I'm on airplane mode. You see it?
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's in orange. It's not blue like it's on.
Off?
Okay.
On. Player.
Okay, I guess.
I got it on airplane mode for the show. For the Midnight Poker Podcast.
Still getting notifications on Instagram.
And I'm not sure how that's happening. Maybe, you know, even my phone indicates it's on in airplane mode. And so I'm not sure why I'm getting notifications.
Okay.
So, anyway, yes. We did the benefit for Blake Townsend, which was a groovy event.
We went and participated.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a great show. Shout out to everybody that performed.
Yeah.
You know what? Zach Thomas did some time.
Yeah, he did. He was hosting.
Shout out to hold on.
Bill Squire.
Shout out to Bill Squire. He did some time.
Mike Conley.
Shout out to Mike Conley. He did some time.
Chris Harvey.
Shout out to Chris Harvey. Everybody did a great job for the benefit for Blake. Shout out to everybody that performed.
Yeah, that's right.
And Blake himself.
Yeah, he went up there and did some time. That's right.
He did some time. And you know what? I think it was a great performance. It was like one of his talked about his journey.
Yeah.
And people could relate to that. And, right. He had a great response. Shout out to Blake Townsend.
Yeah, shout out to Blake.
Get better, man.
We
love you.
Yeah, definitely love you, man. Get better. I hate to see people down sometimes, though. You know what I mean? Because he was talking about everything.
He was talking about everything that he went through. But it's also educational. It's also things that, you know, you would want to know because, you know, you don't know. If you never experienced it, you don't know what a person has to go through
until they, until somebody gets it.
Or signs to look for.
Right, yeah.
You know, the unfortunate thing in family health, a lot of family don't share with other family what they're going through.
Right.
And a lot of things could be self-inflicted and other things can be hereditary. Mm-hmm. So that's the importance of communicating that. And I'm talking to myself and a lot of others.
Right.
I've been procrastinating, but I'm at that age where I need to get that colonoscopy and all that other stuff.
You know what? I have to go. I went to the VA and they said, you know, do you want to do that or you want to send in the sample? I'm like, yeah, I'll just do that. And I still have the packet. I still haven't sent it.
And you're no stranger to sending in poop.
Oh, hell no, because I'm a...
Remember that venture?
Yeah.
Nothing? What? Nothing ever turned to that?
What venture?
The poop venture.
No, nothing.
Some bullshit, man.
No.
They got your DNA, man. That's all. They making Justin
clones.
No,
it was just pictures.
Pictures.
It was just pictures.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, so now they got my poo pictures. I hope they fucking jerk off to them.
They're like, oh, yeah, poop.
They're using my pictures for scat pictures on the goddamn internet.
Yuck.
I was trying to, you know, make that money.
Yeah, you know, they were paying, what, $500 a
pool? Yeah, I was like, I'm regular as shit. They can use my stuff because it was for, like, microbiome or some shit. Yeah,
they were making kombucha.
I'm like, what else? Let's
look at my shirt. It's dope, y'all. Look at this.
Ooh, look at
Midnight
that.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
And mine's a 2-6 apparel. This is just my shit.
2-6 apparel.
It's a stole saying because my buddy, you know, because the military, I got the cross rifles and I got the infantry blue, but it says stay strapped or get clapped. That's not my saying.
Stay strapped or get clapped.
But that's my buddy was like, make one with that. So I did it.
Cool.
And so this is one of those.
That's dope. You guys say that when you were over there?
No, but
oh,
I guess
okay. I was just wondering.
No, that's just some saying, I guess, that was
stay already, strapped or get clismed.
Yeah, I forget. Some company. It's some company's fucking slogan.
When you say company, one of your military companies?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
But so dope. I just put it on there. Whatevs. It's a cool saying.
Hello.
CEO.
Hello, CEO. We hear you.
It's over there.
So,
but yeah, so we did comedy.
You did comedy?
You did comedy too.
Oh my goodness. How was your comedy?
I was excited because I did almost about 19 minutes.
Every 19 minutes,
I did 19
the place goes crazy.
For the first time ever, 19 minutes.
Wow, man. For the first time you did 19 minutes. I do like 3 hours in the shower, so I know I got the time.
There it is.
I'm in the shower, and I use the water as my audience. It claps for me each and every time.
Well, I'm glad you do, but I didn't know, and I've never put together that much time, you know what I'm saying? In a row.
I mean, all right, so check this out.
In a row.
Whatever. Listen, listen.
In a row.
I've been telling this dude, all right? We got the time. We got the time.
I know
it's
we do.
All about sharpening up the skills and, you know, seeing is believing.
Yes.
So you did
19 minutes. 19 it was 18:56. 19 minutes.
And I did what?
You did almost 16?
16.
I think 15.
I could have kept going, but I.
Yeah, no, you had a lot. Yeah, you had other material.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I got a lot more.
Yeah.
I got an hour. I have an hour.
So stupid.
I have a lot more material. You know, if I was in my own, the old Midnight Paco Studios, I don't know if you remember, we had files and files of jokes.
Files.
Files of jokes. We have holidays jokes. We have summer jokes.
Christmas jokes.
Christmas jokes.
You know.
Halloween jokes.
Boo.
Birthday jokes. Bar mitzvah jokes. We have jokes for every occasion, so. You know, we have jokes.
Then we have jokes.
Yes.
But still, that was the first time on a stage that I put that much time together.
Good
you know,
stuff,
I've done,
man.
I've done like, you know.
Congratulations. I think you did a great set.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Thank you, man. I tried my best.
Yes.
I actually tried to run out on him. I ran out. I told Eric and...
Oh, the host, Brian?
Brian, Eric and Brian. I told them that I was afraid, and I'm going to run up out of here. And I ran for the door, and they were just standing over there looking at me. I said, y'all didn't buy that? They was like, not at all.
Not at all. You actually did that?
Yeah.
See, I was nowhere around.
I know. So I mean, that. You know, I do a lot of
silly shenanigans
for
your own self.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Psych
me.
Yourself just to.
No, just like I said, a lot of my jokes in my comedy is to make myself laugh, and the
right.
fact that other people find it funny is
right.
a bonus. But
yeah,
that was what I did for me,
yeah,
and
okay.
I was like, I told him, I said, hey guys, I'm afraid, and I don't want to do this, and I ran for the door like really fast as I think I could. And then I hit the door, and I turned back and looked at them, and they was just looking at me like, I was like, you guys didn't buy that? Because I thought I was a good actor. You know, I thought I was doing some great acting.
You're pretty good.
I thought I was.
You're pretty good.
I said, you guys didn't buy that? It was like, not at all.
No, no.
That's what they said.
Like the dogs and the animals.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Not at all.
I was trying to be, I was doing my best acting, and they blew my bubble, man. They just burst it. I was just like, y'all didn't buy that?
That's hilarious. But speaking of which, the show, I showed up with my Impossicality shirt.
Shout out to I Am Chad
I
Comedy.
I am Chad. And
you,
so did Casey.
You yeah. know what? I Am Chad. I hope you do a clip of this. I Am Chad came to the show. He's a guest of the Midnight Paco Show. Actually, he has an open invitation
yes,
of the
yes.
Midnight Paco Show. You can come anytime you want.
Yep.
But this dude came to the show with some little ass shirts. I'm like, what the fuck, Chad? I mean, I wear double X. I'm now wear XL, but it's like,
I had a medium. That shit fit nice.
I need a shirt, Chad. I need a shirt, extra
yeah.
large. Impossicalities.
Impossicalities.
You know.
That's what I said, man. I was like, look, anytime I go out and do a show, if I'm performing, if I'm not rocking Midnight Paco or my merch, you know, I'm rocking other comedian shit.
That's good shit. Yeah. And that's how I feel about when I'm performing on this show.
Yep.
The Midnight Paco, I'm either wearing Midnight Paco or my personal clothes.
Right.
or another comedian stuff, because I, in addition to being a comic myself, I'm also a fan.
Right.
I'm a fan. I don't mind telling people, look, I like your shit. I'm a fan of your comedy.
Right.
You got any merch? I'll rock your stuff. I mean, I do it all the time. It's no shame in my game. It's like no hatred here.
Yeah.
And I really support. I'm a really supporter of my Cleveland comedic team, comedy team. I think I'll put us up against the world.
Yeah.
You know? And I really believe that. So it's like, you know, I follow up with, if you don't believe me, I follow up with phone calls, texts.
Right. All the time.
And that's why my nickname, I'm sure I'm in a lot of people's phone, is Spam.
Spam?
It's Spam. They were like, oh, that's nothing but Cool C, in parentheses, probably Spam. I'm not answering that.
No.
He doesn't want a damn thing.
No, that ain't the thing.
That's probably what it is. They were like, oh, Spam's calling again.
That's terrible. No, I'll tell you what, man. People, they're like taken back when you, because you just remember shit from wherever. You remember people all the time. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a gift.
And
you,
no, it's
people,
it's,
don't expect.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you in on the secret of how I'm able to do that.
How?
I don't smoke pot.
That is not it.
Yeah, if you don't smoke
I pot, don't believe that was my problem. So, I think I had a problem beforehand. I've been hit in the head quite a bit of times.
I've been punched in the face.
Have you been hit in the head with a baseball?
I've been punched in the
square
face.
Square right here in the forehead.
I've been hit.
I mean, I got a pretty good brow. It's a pretty good brow.
You know, after been hit in the face a couple of times, you know, it makes you remember.
It makes me.
I guess I remember things.
It made me forget.
I think I've been hit in the face so many times.
It makes me talk. I don't know.
I can't even open my mouth long enough to brush my teeth without it locking up on me.
That sounds like a
lockjaw. Pause. Like when I'm in the shower and I'm brushing my teeth and I have my mouth open, it locks up on me and it hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I think it's from getting hit in the face. I've got hit in the face plenty of times.
Have you? Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Plenty of times?
Yeah, I got hit in the face. When I tell people.
Doc?
Actually, I'm going to tell you something.
I
do, but I kind of think that most people hit like bitches. So
bitches.
And I think I could take their punches. So I don't really, you know, I do a little blocking, but I could take a punch.
I know, but it's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun, but I've done it.
I mean, I just
like when I say on stage, like, y'all know where the hood is at?
Yeah.
I'm from up under there.
Oh, I get it.
It's true.
I mean, I'm not, but I still act like I am. I don't give no.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
It's not. My shit probably nothing ain't to the be best. Proud of, but it's
yeah,
true.
I'll probably lose some teeth. I don't want to lose no teeth, so I gotta block. I gotta block, cover up, and then
dang,
bite your shit off. That's what I'm.
Dang.
No, I'm too old for all that shit.
I am too.
My back hurts.
My back.
That's some young shit. That's you
my
know.
Back. My knees.
And then my knees aren't. After I think I cracked it a little bit. All I know is when I fell one time at work and I hit it on a pallet, it instantly hurt real bad, and then it went numb, and then I could feel like almost like an indent, but it was like numb, and it didn't like hurt. It hurt when I kneeled down, but it didn't hurt to the touch. Like, I could touch it all the time.
So let me
hurt.
Get this straight. I know where you work, and they have concrete floors. You're kneeling on concrete floors?
No, I tripped on a pallet and fell.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was taking a pallet of fucking potatoes off from the potato house. They sent across on a transfer truck, and they didn't wrap shit. And it was
from the punk-ass place?
No.
Okay, because there's a guy from this punk-ass place.
Punk-ass place.
And I already kind of knew, but if you had a wooden stake through your leg, he would be like, so you're not going to finish your run? Like, no, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, they just don't wrap shit on the other side of where I work either. So when I was taking it off, as it was coming off our old school ass docks, the pallet or some shit, it just, like, some of them fell off. And so I got mad, and so I put up the thing, and then when I was taking it off, the pallet broke, so I got even madder. And so I got off and started just throwing bags of potatoes.
What's my man's name with the red hair?
Which one? Carrot Top?
No, he performed first.
Oh, Cooper.
Shout out to Cooper.
Cooper.
I didn't mean to leave you out, man. Coop, you did a great job.
Yeah, no. Yeah, shout out to Cooper.
Shout out to Autumn. Autumn did a great job.
Yeah, Autumn too. Yep. No, and that Justin.
Yeah, Justin. Shout out to Justin from Chicago.
From Chicago, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you guys. Yeah. Like I said.
Nice meeting everybody there. I had fun. Shout out to the Sheesh and Giggles movement.
Shish and Giggles.
Shish kebab.
Shish and Giggles.
Shout out to Shish and Giggles.
The whole movement.
Shout out to, you know, the movement, the Shish and Giggles. Shout out to the females of comedy.
It's a nice little spot. Fuck.
Females of comedy.
FOC.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck you mean.
Yeah. Comedy.
Shout out to the Fuck You Mean comedy. The females of comedy. They're doing their thing. They got a lot of great lineup on there. Attention to all the females of comedy. If you're not following me on Instagram, you need to.
You need to.
Bless you.
He's always shouting y'all out. Look, he's trying to get you guys, you know.
I'm trying to get everybody on board of the Midnight Paco train because there's only one fucking way, and it's going that way. And when you miss the Midnight Paco train.
What? Oh, look at you already. No. Oh, fucking well.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's just a good rap. I like the.
I mean, you know, I got bars.
Dude, got bars.
You know, there's some truth in it. So
a little bit. Yeah. Nah, man, it's good. You know, there's a lot of people doing good things, and I like being on shows. You know, with people, and yeah. You know, people are doing things. You know, it's
doing things.
It's like I said, man. It's all about working towards that. Those. Long sets. You know what I mean?
Well, No.
I know we have the time. Is what I'm saying.
But we were given the option to do as long as we want.
I know, but it was already a long show.
Yeah.
It was already a long show. Yeah. If you're doing that, you need three people going up. You know what I mean? You don't fucking put like five or six. You know what I mean?
Coming soon, Justin Fuller and Cordell Cool C. We're going to be doing some headlining stuff in the future. We're going to be traveling. So be on the lookout for the Midnight Paco Presents.
Yes.
We're going to come with the funny. All right? We're going to come to a city near you.
Yes. Looking forward to that shit.
Me too, man. Yeah. We're going to be traveling and... You know, telling jokes. And stuff.
Yeah. Plus, I'm slowly working on, you know, some new stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I talked about the one.
Hold on.
I'm going to bring that up again.
Hold on. Yeah. Yup.
Well, you already, I know you do.
I mean, you know.
I haven't put nothing to paper, though.
I don't.
It's in the head. So it's like,
Yo, man.
Spit it out on paper.
You know. I jot down the ideas in my phone. You know, I put it in my phone. And then when I come to the stage, when I get up on the stage, I look at the crowd then. I'm like, we're not going to say that. I have things in my head and I'm like, we're not going to say that. Some nights I say it, some nights I don't. Some nights I feel it, some nights I don't.
This motherfucker, yeah.
me not going to say that.
All right.
Everything, all right. Me not going to say that. But I put some ideas in my phone, and me like, me going to say that when me perform. When I go up on stage, and I'm performing, I'm like, me not going to say that.
This guy. I wish I could do the accent.
What accent?
The one you're doing. I can't even fucking do it right after I hear it. I'm terrible at this. Absolutely horrible.
Look, check this out, y'all.
Absolutely horrible.
Listen. There's a movie. It's called The Three Musketeers. If you can find it.
Musketeers?
I think I could find it. It's called The Three Musketeers. And you know what? Richard Pryor's the GOAT. But I think he did that for crack. It was it was called The Three Musketeers. It was Richard Pryor, Guy Tori, and some other guys. I found it in I found it at the dollar store before it was dollar stores. It was a store here in Cleveland, Ohio, or Garfield rather, called D&K. And I'm the type of person that go rummaging through the bins. And I found it, and I said, yo, this is classic. So in that movie, they were called The Three Musketeers, and they did this accent. Everybody made up their own accent.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be like, ha, ha, ha. And everybody was talking like this, ha, ha, ha. And it was like, what accent is that? Is it supposed to be French? Is it Jamaican? Is it African? Is it English? Everybody did an accent.
An accent.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. What I would be doing.
It was called The Three Musketeers. I didn't make it up. Look it up. If you find it, you got yourself a gem. Because I watched it, and it was a Tubi movie before Tubi movies. And Richard Pryor was in it.
They started it
right there. And it was like, come on, man,
the
OGs, they did it. And if I ever met Guy Tori, tag him, stop being scared. The Three Musketeers, yeah, I saw it.
Yes,
I saw it. I saw it.
So it was Guy. Ha, ha, ha. Was it Guy Tori?
Didn't I say Guy or Joe?
I thought you said Guy Tori.
It was Guy. The older brother.
Okay, all right. That's hilarious.
Richard Pryor. I said he did it for crack. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Was it a terrible movie?
It looked like, look, we need to, look, I got a plan. Look, baby, you know, understand, you know, we put this movie out, you know what I'm saying? We get it out. We get this money right quick. You know, you in? Oh, you in? All right, who in? Okay, you in?
What they filming with?
I don't know, man. This was like in the early 90s it came out.
Wow.
And it was like, oh.
I can't believe I didn't hear this.
Well,
shit.
Nobody probably did.
Was Richard Pryor not it?
I'm trying to tell you. He was like, look, I can't do Richard Pryor, but he.
Why can't you talk like
that? Was Richard Pryor?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm terrible at voices.
I mean, you know. Like I said, I can't do Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I was thinking of Richard Pryor trying to do Bill Cosby.
That was Bill Cosby?
Oh, what the fuck it was?
Let me hear your Bill Cosby.
Oh.
That was Bill Cosby?
Would you like to take a little sip from the putty pop? Terrible.
Sip of the pudding?
I don't know what the fuck.
Dah.
Dah. Okay. I'm terrible at voices, dog.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, you know.
It's a gift.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like art.
Art?
Art.
Well, I...
Like, to see something and replicate it. You know what I mean? As far as, like, on to draw it. Like, if you can see something, oh, look at that bird. Let me draw the bird. That's a bird. You know what I'm saying? The fucking little W's look better than the bird I would draw. You know what I mean?
It's to
hear something and to, you know, just replicate it and be on point.
Man.
And to hold it.
Yeah.
To, like, because you can talk with different accents and, like, continue, like, conversations with different words. You know what I mean? Inflections in your voice and all that type of shit. It's just... It's different than just to say a couple words in an accent, like, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, because, like, you know, because I've always admired people that did voices, imitations, you know. Shout out to Greg Moore, and I did an interview with him, and I was
shout telling, out to Greg Moore, me too.
I was telling him, like, you know, I'm a voice person. When I met Greg Moore, and I said, I do voices too, and I said, yeah, probably later on I'll be imitating you.
Yeah.
I told him that. And I imitate him quite often. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do Greg Morton sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
I do. Well, what I was going to say is.
He's a boy. He said I'm trying to date him.
No. Listen. Listen, man. See, and that's why, you know, you know, the people that do the voices are like super talented. Like your Ari Spears and your Afion Crockett.
Right.
And your, what's my man's name? Jay Farrell. And Godfrey's good. Tommy Davidson does impressions too, but see, the thing is, like, not only do you have to, well, you don't have to, not only should you try to sound like him, you try to say things that they will say
in their fucking voice,
in addition to their That's tone, like, and pitch, you also have to use their cadence.
That's like motherfuckers texting somebody and be like, that's off. They don't speak like that.
Right. yeah. So in addition to sounding like them, getting their tone and pitch, you also have to try to replicate their cadence. And, right. you know, people, especially Americans, we talk in songs. A universal song that we use is, that's I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we
song
talk,
or sound
song. That's a song. That's a song.
That's like, a song.
To me, it is. It's a tune.
There you go.
It's a tune.
A song is more than that. Yeah.
Well, we talk in songs too, because we're talking and then we end it. We talk. We say a sentence, and it's in the pitch of a song. And like, if it's like, I don't know if such and such and such and such and da 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 and da da da. And we also know the name to the end of the song, or when we're wrapping it up, we use tones and words to wrap shit up.
Yeah, we know where we're at within the conversation in order to do so. Yeah,
I guess. That's a song that we as Americans use, and by we being Americans and we speak English, it's a song. Like, look, our parents used to do it all the time.
I mean,
get your motherfucking ass up out that bed and do this and pick up them sock boxes and pick up them socks. Get them dishes done. Stop the devil. Take your
stupid
and take your ass to bed. So you know, you can say that same song in a different pitch and it may not have the same meaning, but we know.
I'm sold.
So at the same time. Like, it could be a song, and you could and you know. Get your, especially if you're out in public, you hear that song. Like,
what the hell did you just say?
What
are
you doing out here? You better not embarrass me in public and get your act together. And don't touch nothing you can't eat. And you hear that?
That's a remix.
That's period. That's period. Point blank and end of it all. That's it. That's all. But you
drop the mic.
Yeah. You know the cadence of I'm serious. You know that song. When your parents are serious, you know that song.
You know the hype song. You know the love song.
You know all those songs. maybe, you know, it's hard to explain or for understand, but that's the way my brain goes.
Hey, no, you sold me.
That's the way my brain
goes. You sold me once you busted that verse out.
And so, like.
That shit sold me.
So, it's a different song, like, when you use a, maybe when you use a different accent, you sing a different song. You go up in a different tone, a different pitch. My name is Cordo.
The fuck?
That's what I was called. I was called Cordo.
Cordo?
Yeah, you hear a different song that I'm using. You know, we don't talk like that here in the United States. We don't, you know, use that cadence. You know, it's like, you use it and you know, it is most important to use a different tone. You hear a different tone. That's the tone that we don't use.
Is that racist?
No, it's not racist. It's not race. It's not race. It's the song. It's a song. It's just like me saying, if you don't know, now you know.
Is that cultural appropriation?
It's only if you're saying and doing something inappropriate.
Okay.
So I don't think I was doing anything inappropriate. I didn't offend anyone. I wasn't talking about no one in a derogatory term, because I am aware what sexual harassment is. Listen, mother bitches.
Listen, mutter bitches.
I know what this is. That's what I used to do to the telemarketers that used to call.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What'd you say?
I was like, you called me. I told you I don't have it. You keep calling. I know my rights here. I know what this
you
is.
Use that voice.
This is sexual harassment. Oh yeah. You can ask my mom. She heard all my shenanigans when my bill collector called.
Oh my lord. Yeah. You know what I mean? See, I just
want to know what another one was.
I don't even answer.
Look, I think it was what? May Companies at the time. And this was when it was a house phone, so you had to.
With the cord?
Well, yeah, with the cord. And so, you know, it's for you, Cordell. I'm like, okay, it's Cordell. And we had caller ID.
Yeah.
May Company.
Okay.
I said, it's May Company? I'm in the background. It's May Company.
What's May Company?
It's a department store.
Okay.
I said, it's May Company. I rushed to the phone. I'm like, hey, this is Cordell. I know why you're calling. and you know, because they were set on dog mode to get their money. And look, I said, I'm so glad you called. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for this call. I know why you're calling. And they was like, well, why do you think I'm calling? I said, I got the job. Oh, my God, thank you so much for calling. I'm so glad you called. I've been waiting on this. I got the job, so now I can pay my May Company's bill back. Or no, it was JCPenney's. It was JCPenney's.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, I got the job. Thank you so much for calling. Now I can pay my JCPenney's bill. Now that I have a job. And it was like, no, Cordell, I'm sorry. That's not why I'm calling. I was, no, it's not. I thought I had the job. Yeah, that's true.
So how'd you end the call?
Well, she told me that she was calling because I had a debt. And I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry you didn't get the job. No, I'm not calling for that. But, you know, don't give up and keep applying. Real shit, man.
And you don't talk about that on stage at all?
Maybe I will.
That is hilarious.
Thank you.
That's great. Man. Nah, see, I would do that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, my cousin, he invited Jehovah's Witnesses in and had a conversation with him because he was high as fuck. So he just sat there and talked, you know. Mm. Plus, he went to Catholic school as a kid, so he knew about the Bible, you know. But so he was sitting there high as fuck. This was years ago, obviously. But he was sitting there, and he said they came, and he invited them in, and he had a conversation.
Did he roll up with them?
No, they went and smoked, but, you know what I mean. But hilarious.
How do you not offer?
I mean, I don't know that he didn't.
Okay.
You know, I'm just assuming that he didn't. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm on.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yes! All right, buddy.
Where can they find you at, Jay?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, people.
You know what? He's been neglecting his website. Oh, he has a website.
Yes, JustinFullerComedy.com. I mean, just Google Justin Fuller Comedy, people. I'm there.
Alexa, who is Cordell Respress?
Cornell Ronald West is an American philosopher,
Alexa,
political activist.
Who is Cordell Respress?
Cordell Cool C. Respress is a comedian who has teamed up with Justin Fuller to create the Midnight Paco podcast.
I love you, babe. You can follow me at the_great_CoREE. That's where you can find me. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. And if you need some help, if you got Alexa or Siri, you just ask her.
Yeah.
And they can direct you to us.
That's right, people.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure all the rest of the comedians can do the same. Boom.
Love you. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Parker. Midnight Parker Podcast.